Did you know that hundreds of years ago, there was a fascinating group of ministers called circuit riders?
Kas te teadsite, et sadu aastaid tagasi oli üks hämmastav jutustajate rühm, keda nimetati circuit riders. Seda võiks siis tõlkida kui ühendavad ratsunikud.
Circuit riders were preachers back in the 1700s and 1800s who would ride from church to church and hold services.
Need olid pastorid, kes 1700-ndatel ja 1800-ndatel aastatel, kes siis ratsutasid kirikust kirikusse ja pidasid teenistusi.
Much like today, there were more churches than there were preachers.
Nii nagu ka täna, kirikud oli rohkem kui oli pastoreid.
So a circuit rider would travel on horseback from congregation to congregation.
Ja niimoodi nad siis sõitsidki hobuse seljas kogudusest kogudusse.
There's a story of a circuit rider who was out riding one afternoon and noticed a man who was working in his field.
See on lugu ühest pastorist, kes kuulus sinna rühmitusse ja kes ratsustas ühel pärastlõunal ja märkas ühte meest, kes töötas oma põllul.
He thought it would be good to start a conversation with this man and invite him to church.
Arvas, et oleks tore temaga natukene vestlust alustada ja teda kirikusse kutsuda.
So the preacher called out, "It's a beautiful day, isn't it?"
Pastor ütles, "Kena päev, on ju?"
"Well, it's fine for you," the man replied. "All you have to do is ride around on that horse thinking about God all day long, while I have to sweat here in this field and then walk home afterwards."
Mees ütles, et jah, sinu jaoks on see küll kena. Kõik, mida sina teed, on see, et sa ratsutad ringi hobuses heljas ja mõtled terve päeva ainult Jumalast. Sellel ajal, kui mina pean igistama siin sellel põllul ja siis lähen koju.
I don't think it's right that you should have things so easy while I have to work so hard.
Mina küll ei arva, et see on õiglane, et sina saad asju nii lihtsalt sellel ajal, kui mina pean nii rasket tööd tegema.
The preacher responded, "You're right."
Pastor vastas, jah, sul on õigus.
"You do work hard in the fields and I admire that, but you need to realize that the kind of work I do is of a different kind."
Jah, sina tõesti teed põllul rasket tööd, ma tunnistan seda. Aga sa pead ka aru saama sellest, et see töö, mida mina teen, on teistmoodi töö.
"Yes, sure," the man answered, "but it's not really work."
Loomulikult, aga see ei ole ju tegelik töö.
"All you do is ride around thinking about God all the time. That's not hard."
Sa ju ainult ratsutad kogu aeg hobusega ringi ja mõtled Jumalast. Ei ole ju raske.
"Oh, but it's harder than you think," the minister answered.
"Oho, tegelikult on see raskem, kui sa arvad," vastas pastor.
And then a thought occurred to him.
Ja siis talle tuli üks mõte.
"I'll tell you what, just to prove to you how difficult it can be to think about God, I'll make a deal with you."
Tead, ma mõtlen, et sulle selgeks teha, et kui raske on kogu aeg Jumalust mõelda, teeme ühe tehingu.
"If you can think about God and nothing else for one minute, I'll give you my horse."
Kui sa suudad mõelda Jumalust ühe minuti ja mitte millestki muust, siis ma annan sulle oma hobuse.
"You can't be serious," said the farmer.
Põllumees ütles, et hukkule sai mõtla ju tõsiselt seda.
But the preacher assured him he was.
Aga jutlusta ütles, mõtlen küll.
"Okay, you have a deal," said the man, and immediately he sat down in silence.
Okay, tehtud, ütles mees ja otse kohe istus vaikselt maha.
10 seconds went by, then 20 seconds, then 25 seconds.
10 sekundit läks mööda, 20 sekundit läks mööda, siis 25 sekundit.
About then, the farmer looked up at the minister and said, "Does that include the saddle?"
Ja umbes siis farmer vaatas üles jutustaja poole ja ütles, "Kas sadul tuleb ka kaasa?"
The preacher smiled and said, "I told you it was difficult," and he rode off.
Jutlustaja ütles, "Ma ütlesin ju sulle, et see on raske, kui sa arvad," ja ratsutas minema.
All the man had to do to get that horse was say nothing.
Kõik, mida see mees oleks pidanud tegema, oli öelda mitte midagi.
All he had to do was think about God and nothing else for 60 seconds.
Kõik, mida ta pidi tegema, oli mõelda Jumalast ja mitte millestki muust 60 sekundit.
But he couldn't do that.
Aga ta ei suutnud seda teha.
In Psalms 46, verse 10, we are told, "Be still and know that I am God."
Laulus 46, 11 on öeldud, jätke järele ja teadke, et mina olen Jumal. Või olge vait ja teadke, et mina olen Jumal.
That sounds like God is asking us to be still.
See kõlab nii, et Jumal ütleb, et olge vait.
Just to be quiet in his presence and know that he is God.
Lihtsalt olge tema juuresolekul vait ja teadke, et tema on Jumal.
The great philosopher Aristotle once said, "Nature abhors a vacuum."
Suur filosoof Aristoteles on ükskord öelnud, et loodus vihkab vaakumit.
In other words, every space needs to be filled with something.
Teiste sõnadega, iga ruum peab olema täidetud millegiga.
In the same way, many people hate quietness.
Ja täpselt samamoodi paljud inimesed vihkavad vaikust.
They struggle with silence.
Nad täitsa võitlevad vaikusega.
They'll do just about anything to fill the emptiness because too much quiet is unsettling to them.
Nad teevad mida iganes, et täita see vaikus millegiga, sest see muudab nad rahutuks.
A person will step into their car, start the engine, and the radio will immediately come on, filling the car with sound until that person is done driving.
Inimene istub autosse, käivitab mootori ja raadio läheb käima. Ja viivitamatult täidab see auto helidega nii kauaks, kui inimene autoga sõidab.
Some people turn the television on and leave it on all day. They hardly ever watch it, but it never goes off until they go to bed.
Paljud inimesed lülitavad televiisori terveks päevaks sisse. Nad vaevalt vaatavad seda, aga nad ei lülita seda ka välja, enne kui alles nad magama lähevad.
There's music and all kinds of noise that bombards us everywhere we go.
Igat liiki muusika ja müra ümbritseb meid igal pool, kuhu me aga läheme.
In shopping centers.
Kaubanduskeskustes.
In supermarkets.
Supermarketites.
In restaurants.
Restoranides.
In elevators.
Liftides.
Companies that play music while their callers are on hold.
Ja kui te eelistate kuskile ja satute automaat vastajale, siis ka seal mängib muusika.
People seem to feel the need to fill every waking moment with noise.
Inimesed tunnevad, et nad peavad täitma vaikuse millegiga.
It's like they can't stand to be around silence.
See on nii nagu, et nad ei suudaks taluda ümbritsevat vaikust.
But that's not always true.
Aga see ei ole alati nii.
Have you ever noticed that people only feel comfortable being silent when they are in the presence of someone they are comfortable with?
Kas te olete märganud, et mõnikord inimesed tunnevad ennast, on vaikselt inimestega, kellega nad tunnevad ennast mugavalt?
When they are with these people, it's no big deal just to sit and say nothing.
Kui nad on nende inimestega, siis ei ole tegelikult probleemi selles, kui nad midagi ei ütle.
Have you ever seen a young couple out on a date?
Kas te olete näinud noort armastaja paari kohtamisel?
They could sit and look at each other forever and not even notice time go by.
Nad võivad istuda, vaadata üksteist ja aeg läheb mööda.
It's because they like being around each other.
See on sellepärast, et neile meeldib üksteisega olla.
The Bible tells us, "Be still and know that I am God."
Piibel ütleb, peatu ja tea, et mina olen Jumal.
The only way we can be silent around God is if we are comfortable in his presence.
Ainus viis, kuidas olla vaikuses Jumala juures, on see, kui meil on mugav temaga olla.
Or if we want to learn to be comfortable in his presence.
Või kui me tahame õppida, kuidas meil on olla mugav tema juures.
You see, the way to learn to be truly comfortable around God is to start practicing being quiet in his presence.
Teate, see viis, kuidas õppida, et meil oleks mugav Jumala juures, on praktiseerida vaikust tema lähedalolus.
For those of you who are parents, you'll appreciate this even more.
Need, kes on lapsevanemad, saavad sellest natuke paremini aru.
Sometimes your child will come and sit there and talk about so many interesting things with you.
Mõnikord teie laps tuleb teie juurde ja räägib teile paljudest huvitavatest asjadest, mis on temaga juhtunud.
Sometimes your child will ask for things.
Mõnikord laps küsib midagi.
Sometimes your child will just talk about something that intrigues them or bothers them.
Mõnikord laps jutustab asjadest, millega tal on probleem.
But every once in a while, a child will come to their parents' laps and just sit there.
Aga mõnikord on ka nii, et laps tuleb vanema juurde, istub tema sülle ja lihtsalt on seal.
They don't want anything.
Nad ei taha midagi.
They don't even want to talk about anything.
Nad ei taha millestki rääkida.
They just want to be with you.
Nad lihtsalt tahavad teiega olla.
Sit with you.
Istuda teiega.
Just be held by you.
Ja tahavad, et te lihtsalt hoiaksite neid.
Do you remember how it felt to have your child do that?
Kas te mäletate, kuidas see oli teie lastega?
You would do anything for your child.
Te võite seda lapse heaks teha kõike.
You might give them whatever they want.
Te võite teda anda, mida iganes ta soovib.
There's nothing like the feeling of having your child just want to be with you.
See ei ole midagi, mida saaks võrrelda sellega, kui see, et laps on teie juures.
That one action says, I love you.
See on asi, mis ütleb, ma armastan sind.
I trust you.
Ma usaldan sind.
I feel safe with you.
Ma tunnen ennast sinuga kindlalt.
There is nothing in this world that compares to that feeling.
Maailmas ei ole midagi muud, mida saaks võrreda selle tundega.
Now, when people pray, what do they usually do?
Nüüd, kui inimesed palvetavad, mida nad tavaliselt teevad?
They ask God for things.
Nad küsivad Jumalalt midagi.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Aga ei ole midagi valesti.
In James 4, verse 2, God tells us we don't receive because we don't ask.
Jakoobuse 4:2 ütleb, teil ei ole, sest te ei palu.
And in Matthew 7, verse 7, Jesus taught us, ask and it shall be given to you, and you shall find, and knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Ja Matteuse 7:7 õpetab meid, paluge, siis antakse teile, otsige, siis te leiate, koputage, siis avatakse teile.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking God for anything in prayer.
Ei ole mitte midagi valesti paluda Jumalat palves.
But can you imagine what it must be like for God when one of his children just wants to be with him?
Aga suudate te ette kujutada, milline tunne on Jumalal, kui üks tema lastest lihtsalt tahab olla temaga?
When a child of God just comes to him and wants nothing more than to silently sit in his lap.
Kui üks tema lastest tuleb tema juurde, ei taha midagi muud kui lihtsalt vaikselt olla tema süles.
But how could you possibly do such a thing?
Aga kuidas sellist asja teha?
The physical condition we adopt in prayer can be a big help.
Füüsiline asend, kuidas me palvetame, võib olla suuresti abiks.
Interestingly, the Bible talks about the different positions people would take up in prayer.
Huvitav on see, et Piibel räägib erinevatest asenditest, kuidas palvetatakse.
Some people would kneel with their face towards the ground in a sign of total submission to God.
Mõned inimesed põlvitavad, suunavad oma pilgu maha, et see on nagu täielik alistumine Jumalale.
Elijah bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees.
Eelia kummardas maani ja pani oma pea põlvede vahele.
Others would lift up their hands in praise.
Teised tõstavad ülesse käed ja ülistavad.
Every position helps the worshipper visualize something in prayer.
Iga asend aitab kuidagi teenida või öelda midagi palves.
If you feel comfortable with doing this, then when you're alone, you could hold out your hands as if you were holding God's hand.
Kui te tunnete ennast mugavalt niimoodi tehes, siis kui te olete üksi, te võite ju tõsta käed ülesse ja hoida Jumala käest kinni.
Or you could stretch out your hands as if you were reaching up to God.
Ja sirutad oma käe välja Jumalani.
If you're driving by yourself in the car, imagine that Jesus is there sitting in the passenger's seat.
Ja kui te sõidate autoga, siis kujutage Jeesust istumas teie kõrval.
You could picture Jesus sitting by your bedside or at your table with you.
Ja te võite ette kujutada ka Jeesust istumas teie voodi kõrval või teie laua juures.
practice picturing Jesus simply sitting beside you.
Kujutage endale ette Jeesust lihtsalt istumas teie kõrval.
And then don't ask for anything.
Ja siis ärge öelge midagi, ärge küsige midagi.
Don't even say anything.
Ärge öelge ka midagi.
Just sit there, or stand there, lie there and visualize yourself being alone with Jesus.
Istuge seal, seiske seal, lamage seal ja kujutage endale ette, et te olete üksi koos Jeesusega.
When you do this, you are giving a gift to God.
Kui te niimoodi teete, siis te teete kingituse Jumalale.
You are giving God intimate attention.
Te annate Jumalale kogu oma tähelepanu.
When you do this, you will find that you feel closer to God and feel better about yourself.
Kui te niimoodi teete, siis te leiate, et te olete Jumalale lähemal ja te tunnete ka ennast paremini.
You will also find that during your other prayer times, you will begin to focus more on giving thanks to God rather than on getting things from God.
Ja te leiate ka oma teistel palveaegadel, et te fokusseerite ennast rohkem sellele, et tuua Jumalale tänu, kui Jumalagast midagi saada.
Now, this is not about attaining a certain level of righteousness.
See ei ole tegelikult seotud õigusega.
You don't become more righteous than someone else by doing this.
Te ei saa õigemaks, kui te niimoodi teete.
This is all about trying to give a special gift to God by spending time alone with him and communicating a desire to show him how much you love him.
Küsimus on selles, et teete Jumalale erilise kingituse, veetes tema ainult temaga rohkem aega, suheldes temaga ja andes talle rohkem armastust.
Now it's very common to encounter a couple of problems while you're doing this kind of activity.
Aga on ka asi selles, et te kohtute terve rea probleemidega, kui te niimoodi teete.
Firstly, your mind tends to drift.
Esiteks, teie meeled lähevad uitama.
You can be standing there trying to think about God and your mind will stray.
Te seisate seal, proovite mõelda Jumalust ja teie mõtted ja meeled lähevad rändama.
You begin to think about something that needs to be done.
Te mõtlete millestki, mida peaks tegema.
Maybe a phone call you were supposed to make.
Võibolla telefonikõnest, mida oleks vaja teha.
Or someone you need to visit.
Või kellestki, kelle peaks külastama.
A bill that needs to be paid.
Arvest, mida peaks maksma.
And before you know it, your mind is far away from God.
Ja enne kui te üldse aru saate, on teie meeled ja mõtted kaugel Jumalust.
One of the techniques that helps to combat this is to think about the things you are thankful for.
Üks tehnika, mis aitab teil sellega võidelda, on mõelda asjadest, mille eest peaksite olema tänulikud.
If you do this for a few moments, you'll find it's easier to return to being focused on God.
Kui te teete seda kas või mõne momendi, siis te leiate, et on lihtsam tulla tagasi ja fokusseerida ennast Jumalale.
But there's also another problem.
Aga seal on ka teine probleem.
Sometimes you feel that you don't deserve to be in his presence.
Mõnikord te tunnete, et te ei ole tema lähedalolu ära teeninud.
You're reminded of all the mistakes you've made.
Teile meenutatakse kõiki vigu, mida te olete teinud.
But when you get that feeling that you don't deserve to be able to spend this time with God, you can say to God, I'm not doing this because I deserve to come into your presence. I'm doing it because I need to come into your presence.
Aga kui teil on tunne, et te ei ole ära teeninud seda võimalust, et veeta aega Jumalaga, te võite öelda Jumalale, ma ei tee seda sellepärast, et ma olen selle ära teeninud või ära teeninud sinu lähedalolu. Ma teen seda sellepärast, sest et ma vajan sinu lähedalolu.
And when you think on that truth, you'll feel more comfortable spending time with him. You're able to focus on being still and knowing that he is God.
Ja kui te mõtlete tõsiselt, te leiate, et teil on mugavam veeta aega temaga.
What I found interesting is that God knows he needs to remind us to be still and to wait for him.
Ja kui te olete vaikselt, siis te teate, et te olete Jumalaga.
Psalms 4 verse 4 says, when you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent.
Laul 4:4 ütleb, voodis olles mõelge oma südames ja vaikige.
Psalm 27, verse 14 declares, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take courage and wait for the Lord."
Psalm 27:14 ütleb, "Oota Jehovat, ole vahva ja su süda olgu kindel." Oh, oota Jehovat.
In Psalms 62, verses 2 and verse 5, David says, "Truly God is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, I will never be shaken. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him."
Psalm 62, psalmid 3 ja 6 ütlevad vastavalt, "Üksnes tema on mu kalju ja mu pääste, mu kindel varjupaik, et ma sugugi ei kõigu." Ja psalm 6 ütleb, "Üksnes Jumala juures ole mu hing vait, sest temalt tuleb, mida ma ootan."
And in Isaiah 40, verse 31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint."
Ja Jesaja 40:31 ütleb, "Aga kes ootavad Jehovat, saavad uut rammu. Need tõusevad tiibadega üles nagu kotkad, nad jooksevad ega tüdi, nad käivad ega väsi."
We need to be still.
Te peate olema vaikselt.
We need to be quiet.
Vaikige.
We need to wait for God.
Meil on vaja Jumalat oodata.
And you know why people have such a problem with that?
Ja teate, miks inimestel on sellega selline probleem?
It's because when things are quiet, it feels so empty.
Sellepärast, et vaikus tundub nii tühi.
So meaningless.
Nii mõtetu.
Like there's nothing going on.
Nagu midagi ei toimuks.
It feels like God's just not there and he's not doing anything.
Just nagu Jumalat ei olekski seal ja ta ei tee midagi.
But friends, when we think nothing is happening, we can be assured that with God something is happening and he does listen to us.
Aga sõbrad, kui te mõtlete, et midagi ei toimu, te võite olla kindlad, et Jumala juures alati midagi toimub ja ta kuuleb teid.
Psalms 37, verse 5-7 puts it this way. "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him."
Laul 37, salmid 5-7 ütlevad niimoodi. "Veereta Jehova peale oma tee ja looda tema peale. Küll ta toimetab kõik hästi. Ta toob esile su õiguse nagu valguse ja su õigluse nagu lõuna selguse. Ole vait Jehova ees ja oota teda. Ära ärritu sellest, kelle tee õnnestub, ega mehest, kes teeb kavalust."
Friends, sometimes we get in such a rush to do things on our timetable that we miss God's timing.
Sõbrad, mõnikord me oleme nii hõivatud oma plaanide täitmisega, et me lihtsalt unustame Jumala plaani ära.
We can become like the man who prided himself on being exceedingly punctual.
Me muutume nagu meheks, kes kiitis ennast, et ta on alati punktuaalne.
Every workday for 8 years he followed a very precise routine every morning.
8 aasta jooksul iga päev ta järgis väga täpselt rutiini.
His alarm went off at 6:30.
Ta häratus kell helises 6:30 hommikul.
He'd get up, shave, shower and eat his breakfast.
Ta tõusis üles, ajas habet, käis duši all, sõi hommikueinet.
He brushed his teeth, picked up his briefcase, got in his car and rode the ferry across the river.
Ta pesi hambad, haaras oma koti, istus autosse ja sõitis praami juurde, mis vedas viis teda üle jõe.
Then he'd get off the ferry, walk into the office building, get on the elevator, ride it to the 17th floor and sit down in his chair at precisely 8 o'clock.
Siis ta tuli praami pealt maha, jalutas kontorioone juurde, läks lifti, sõitis selle liftiga üles 17. korrusele, istus maha oma tooli täpselt 8:00.
He followed the same routine every year for 8 years.
Ta tegi seda igal aastal 8 aasta vältel.
Then one morning, his alarm did not go off and he overslept 15 minutes.
Ja ühel hommikul tema äratuskell ei töötanud ja ta magas 15 minutit sisse.
He was panic-stricken.
Teda tabas paanika hoog.
He rushed to the shower, accidentally cut himself shaving, gulped down his breakfast, grabbed his briefcase, jumped to his car and sped down to the ferry dock.
Ta kiirustas tussi alla, lõikus endale avemäeamisel sisse, lürpsas sisse oma hommikueine, rabas oma koti, hüppas autosse ja kiirustas praamile.
He got out of his car and saw the ferry just a few feet from the dock.
Ta tuli autost välja ja nägi, et praam on just mõned jalad kaldast eemal.
And he said to himself, I think that I can make this.
Ja ta ütles endale, ma arvan, et ma suudan seda teha.
And he ran down the dock and made an enormous leap and landed with a thud on the deck of the ferry.
Ta võttis hoogu mööda sadama kaid ja tegi iiglasliku hüppe ja maandus kõhuli laeva või selle praami tekile.
The captain rushed down to make sure he was all right and said to him, Wow, that was a tremendous leap. I've never seen anything like it.
Kapten tuli tema juurde, vaatas, et kas temaga on kõik korras ja ütles talle, Vau, küll oli hüppe. Ma ei ole kunagi midagi sellist näinud.
But you know, if you would have just waited another minute, we would have reached the dock and you could have walked on.
Aga tead, kui sa oleksid minutikese oodanud, siis ma oleksin võinud selle maapõmmissilla uuesti maale lükata ja sa oleksid võinud laevale jalutada.
People misjudge the distance between God and themselves.
Inimesed hindavad valesti distantsi Jumala ja nende vahel.
They think they've got to make up the difference all by themselves when all they had to do was be still, be quiet and wait.
Nad mõtlevad, et see on see teeb vahe nende vahele, kui nad kui ainult mida nad peaksid tegema on olla vaikselt, oodata ja oodata ja veel kord oodata.
Now one final thought.
Ja nüüd üks lõpumõte.
In a lot of Eastern religions there's this idea that in order to be still we need to empty our minds.
Mitmetes idareligioonides on selline idee, et selleks, et vaikselt oodata, te peate oma meelet tühjendama.
This idea has been widely accepted in society with the practice of yoga and different forms of meditation.
See idee on väga laialt vastu võetud ühiskondades, kes praktiseerivad joogat ja erinevaid meditatsiooni vorme.
But if we follow the Bible, we know that being still means something very different.
Aga kui me järgime piiblit, siis me teame, et olla vaikselt ja oodata tähendab midagi väga erinevat.
It is not about emptying our minds.
Siin ei ole küsimust oma meelte tühjendamisega.
When God calls us to be still, he's not asking us to do nothing.
Kui Jumal ütleb meile, et vaikige ja oodake, siis ta ei ütle meile, et ärge tehke midagi.
He's not asking us to focus on nothing.
Ta ei ütle meile, et ei peaks millegile nii-öelda fokusseerima.
We are told, be still and know that I am God.
Meile öeldakse, peatuge ja teadke, et mina olen Jumal.
Nature abhors a vacuum and so does our soul.
Loodus vihkab vaakumit ja täpselt samamoodi teeb meie hing.
If you don't fill your soul with God, something else is going to fill it.
Kui te ei täida oma hinge Jumalaga, siis selle täidab midagi muud.
In Matthew 12, verse 43 to 45, Jesus told us, when an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first.
Mattuse 12:43-45 ütleb niimoodi. Kui rüve vaim on inimesest väljunud, käib ta kuivi vaiku mööda ja otsib hingamist, aga ei leia. Siis ta ütleb, ma lähen tagasi oma kotta, kust ma väljusin. Ja kui ta tuleb, leiab ta selle ja leiab selle tühja olevat pühitud ja ehitud. Siis ta läheb ja võtab enesega kaasa teist seitse vaimu, kes on temast kurjemad. Ja kui nad sisse tulevad, elavad nad seal ja selle inimese viimane lugu läheb pahemaks kui esimene. Nõnda käib ka selle kurja sugupõlve käsi.
Jesus is saying, you can't just empty yourself out and expect everything to be good.
Jeesus ei ütle, et te peaksite ennast tühjendama ja arvama, et nüüd ongi kõik hästi.
Your soul will not permit a vacuum.
Teie hing ei luba vaakumit.
if we don't fill ourselves with God, something else will take his place.
Kui me ei täida ennast Jumalaga, siis miski muu võtab selle koha omale.
And we will not like the end result.
Ja meil ei meeldi lõpptulemus.
Be still and know that I am God.
Peatuge, oodake ja teadke, et mina olen Jumal.
A preacher once told a story about how he asked people in his congregation what their favorite Bible verse was.
Üks jutlustaja rääkis kord ühe loo, kui ta küsis inimestelt oma koguduse liikmetelt, milline on nende piibli lemmiksalm.
And of course everybody seems to have something in scripture that speaks to them.
Ja loomulikult iga üks võis tuua välja piibli salmi, mis teda kõnetas.
One young lady's answer, however, shook him.
Ühe noore naise arvamus või vastus šokeeris teda.
She had a condition called palsy, and there were times where she would shake uncontrollably.
Selle naisel oli üks haigus, mis põhjustas tal selliseid tahtmatuid liigatusi.
She raised her hand and said, "My favorite verse is, 'Be still and know that I am God.'"
Ta tõstis oma käe ja ütles, "Minu lemmiksalm on, peatu, oota ja tea, et mina olen Jumal."
Here was a woman whose body would never seem to allow her to be still, and yet that was her goal in life.
See oli selline naine, kelle keha ei lubanud teda kunagi olla vaikselt. Ja see oli nüüd tema eesmärk elus.
That was what she longed for, just to know God and have him still her heart.
See oli see, mida ta igatses. Just ainult tunda Jumalat ja tunda tema rahu südames.
To give her his peace.
Anda talle rahu.
One person said it this way. Sometimes God calms the storm for his child, and sometimes he calms the storm within his child.
Üks inimene ütles seda niimoodi. Mõnikord Jumal vaigistab tormi oma lapse jaoks, ja mõnikord vaigistab ta tormi lapses.
Friends, today God wants to calm the storm within you.
Sõbrad, täna Jumal tahab vaigistada tormi teis.
Be still and know that I am God.
Peatuge, vaikige ja teadke, mina olen Jumal.
Amen.
Amen.